And now to our cover story this morning. The race for the 83rd district seat in the Ohio House of Representatives took a turn on Friday when the Ohio House Republican Alliance issued a statement questioning the validity of Claire Osborne's candidacy. Last week, she became the nominee for the Democrats, winning that party's primary election despite her past drug conviction. At issue is a provision in the Ohio Revised Code which states that persons convicted of a felony may not serve as public officials. And Claire, first off, were you aware in advance or did you anticipate this issue being raised prior to the statement that was issued on Friday?
I think I always understood when I decided to run for office that my past was going to be front and center. That was some of the reason why I ran to begin with. I don't think I anticipated such a black and white response, either a yes or a no. Mm-hmm. I really believe in the power of the vote. And so if the people of the 83rd vote for me in November, I think they should be heard.
You responded to the OHRA's statement by saying that in your view, this is kind of a gray area, and yet the law does seem very clear. What part of it is ambiguous in your view?
Well, so in 2008, when the law stated that theft could not be a felony on your record mm-hmm. to hold public office, in 2008, expungement was an option in the state of Ohio. So being able to have my record expunged was an option back then when the law was written. Today, a couple years ago, we expanded our record ceiling in Ohio to encompass more people being able to return to work. And so expungement isn't an option anymore in the state of Ohio unless you are your felony was because you were human trafficked. So
were you aware of the, it sounds like you were aware of this law prior to your decision to seek the nomination?
Yes.
Did you consult with an attorney or election officials or anything about how your case, you know, would, you know, maybe throw a monkey wrench in that?
Yeah. So I did not talk to an election attorney. I talked to various individuals who I was close to about whether or not I should run, especially, you know, when there was another Democrat on the ballot, you know, mm-hmm. would it be better to allow them to be the Democrat to go in the fall, or would it, you know, be better for me to continue to run? And ultimately, I decided that my voice was important for the 83rd to hear, and it was an important choice to give the people of the 83rd.
You know that you are already a long shot to
yes.
win the race. I mean, you know this district. And because your record had been sealed,
yes.
Had you not brought it up, there's a good chance that this
yeah.
doesn't become a big issue. And yet you decided to be very open about your past. Why? Why even
yeah.
bring it up?
Because when people have lost everything, there is a moment where they don't have hope. There is a moment where they think their life will never be okay again. And I had that moment. You know, I was a registered nurse making good money, living my best life. And all of that was lost. And so if people are in similar situations that I was back then and they are like, oh my gosh, this person is running for office despite everything, that hope matters to people. And I don't believe in running from my past. Even when the judge sealed my record, you know, I told her, you know, it wouldn't be something that I would ever hide. It was simply the only reason I wanted my record sealed was because there were certain jobs as a social worker that I wouldn't be able to have in the future. And that was it. That was the only reason. It matters. And I am a long shot. This is a heavily Republican district. And I think we should spend the next 95 or 90 some days talking about the issues of the 83rd instead of this.
So is your candidacy more about that? I mean, you talk about giving hope or inspiring mm-hmm. Others who are in similar situations. Is your candidacy more about that even than winning the seat in November?
I think what I really hope comes about this candidacy is still a win in November, but I hope along the way we have very real conversations about what the future of the 83rd looks like. You know, Republicans in very red districts typically don't have opponents. And when they don't, then they get to just do what they want and they get to just decide and they don't have to spend time campaigning. And so I hope that John Cross takes this opportunity to really share what he wants for the 83rd, and then for people to hear that and then still have a choice in November of what they want the 83rd in Ohio to look like.
So this group, the Ohio House Republican Alliance, they say you are ineligible. You disagree, obviously. The Secretary of State deferred to the State Attorney General, who has previously said that this is a matter for local officials. The county says that it's a call for the state to make, and ultimately, depending on how hard they want to push this, could end up in the courts. Are you prepared to go that far?
I am. I definitely think we should be focusing on the issues right now. I think Republicans, especially right now, love to distract from actually talking about policies. And so let's worry about whether or not I can take that seat when I win in November and not right now while we're supposed to be talking about issues.
Interesting you use the word when. That same law that we're talking about here does include one provision that unequivocally restores the right to hold office for a person in your position, and that is by means of a full pardon. Have you or would you consider petitioning the governor for a pardon?
Yes, I would. If the people of the 83rd vote and I win that election, I think that the governor has really no choice. They should be heard. They should be listened to. Again, I'm not running in a super blue district where I'm automatically going to win. It's going to be, you know, giant news when I win in November, and the governor should take notice, and I should be seated.
Again, there's that word when. Does this controversy in some way benefit your campaign? Again, let me mention, you're a Democrat in the 83rd district. That's a long shot. There are maybe voters who might not even know who the nominee on the other side is. They know your name now.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's that saying that no press is bad press.
Right.
And I knew that they would go for this. And I think a lot of people don't run because they're afraid of the messiness of politics. And I knew ahead of time that it was going to be messy. I have a giant bullseye on me. And so I hope that we keep talking about what it is that the 83rd needs. And we talk about the things that really matter to us. We have a lot of people really struggling right now. So
again, Democratic nominee Claire Osborne won the Democratic primary last week for the Ohio House of Representatives in the 83rd District. Claire, thanks very much for dropping by.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
Thank you.
For the record, we did ask incumbent Republican John Cross to join us on the show to discuss this development in the race. He declined our invitation in part because he is currently vacationing with his family out of state, but he did share the following statement, and I'm quoting here. I'm running to win re-election again as the voters of the 83rd District appreciate my hard work and hustle to protect our rights and freedoms, to return our tax dollars back to our district and pocketbooks, and to keep our community safer, stronger, and open for business. I'll put my conservative values, principles, and voting record against any qualified candidate that can legally run and hold office. The statement goes on to say, quote, I'm proud to champion a state budget that provides assistance for Ohioans in need of support from drug use and substance abuse, and I wish anyone who is recovering the best for a full and complete recovery, unquote. Mr. Cross did refer us to Steve Carraway, who is political director for the Ohio House Campaign Committee, who will join us tomorrow on the program to talk more about the GOP's concerns. Well, as we mentioned yesterday on the show, the race for the 83rd district seat in the Ohio House of Representatives took a turn late last week when the Ohio House Republican Alliance challenged the validity of Democrat Claire Osborne's candidacy. She has been open about overcoming an opiate addiction, which led to a felony drug conviction, and that, Republicans say, makes her ineligible to hold public office. Stephen Carraway is political director for the Ohio House Campaign Committee. Stephen, to clarify, the statement that was issued on Friday did not come from John Cross himself or the Cross campaign, rather from the Ohio House Republican Alliance. But was that done in consultation with or on behalf of the Cross campaign?
Sure. The Ohio House Republican Alliance is the political arm of House Republicans. And so obviously we protect the political interests of each one of our members and candidates throughout Ohio.
I ask because I spoke to a number of people because after seeing the press statement on Friday, I wanted to kind of get a sense of what average folks kind of made of this. And so I spoke with several acquaintances, just average voters on all sides of the political spectrum. And one of the things that I heard from a number of people was, why even bring this up and potentially offer free publicity to the opposing candidate in a race where even she acknowledges she is a long shot? I mean, surely you're not afraid of losing the seat in a district that went for Donald Trump in 2020 by 40 points.
No, we are not concerned with losing the seat for a couple of reasons. First of all, the record of Representative Cross, he's done an outstanding work for the people of that district. However, for us, it's about asking those questions. As the political arm of House Republicans, we from time to time will remind voters of certain situations of our political opponents. And for us, this really raised a big question. You know, these are not simple charges that Ms. Osborne was faced with several years ago. The felonies, of course, included theft of prescription pills from a community hospital. Ms. Osborne lost her state nursing license. And so for us, it was more about letting the voters know that, you know, Democrats, particularly in that district, they have nominated a flawed candidate. And we thought it was important that the voters understand and know about it.
So no concern about the boomerang effect, because, I mean, you remove the politics and hers is a pretty compelling story of hitting rock bottom and then doing all the things that society asks someone in her situation to do, and then going beyond by trying to help others in similar situations and then serve the people who gave her a second chance. I mean, were she not a polit— I don't know if that's a reason to— I'm not saying that's a reason to vote for her, but I'm saying if she wasn't a political candidate, we'd all be kind of cheering her story.
You know, it all comes down, in our opinion, of decisions. And as a state representative or a member of the legislature, you are faced with many decisions, vote yea or nay on this important bill or non-important bill or controversial piece of legislation, capital budget funding. You are in a position of great honor and trust. And sometimes the decisions that we make in life have consequences. Mm-hmm. And in our mind, regrettably, you know, Ms. Osborne made some very, very poor decisions. In our view, it disqualifies her from holding public office, particularly in the House of Representatives. Honor and trust for us is very important. And the position of a state rep is something that could impact all Ohioans, 11.5 million of them.
She argues that there is some ambiguity in the law because of the way prior records are dealt with in the courts today as compared to when the law that you cite disqualifying her, when that was written, it references expunged records, and records today are sealed rather than expunged and so on. So she sees a bit of a gray area. Obviously, you disagree with that interpretation.
We do, very much so. In our view, the Ohio Revised Code is very clear. Section 2961.02, a disqualifying offense means that, you have a theft offense that is a felony, is one of the disqualifying offenses. And, you know, candidate Osborne didn't just have one felony offense. She had a couple. And so we are reading it as crystal clear. I understand that there can be a disagreement or a difference of opinion on this issue. We are working with the House Reliance Republican Alliance legal team to sort all of this out. But we are very, very confident that she is not qualified to hold the position of state representative.
Well, and that kind of touches on the other question that I wanted to ask. From the quotes at the state and local level, it seems that no one really wants to be the one to remove the candidate from the ballot. State officials have said it's up to the local boards to decide. Local officials say it's up to the state to decide. Ultimately, this would probably need to be settled by the courts. How far is the OHRA prepared to take this prior to the election? Are you content to raise the issue and leave it at that?
Or we still have to talk about that internally. Obviously, there are some deadlines to consider. Mm-hmm. Ballots, if you think about it, are going to be printed in a matter of weeks as, the certification takes place with local boards. It is our opinion, though, that this is a local board decision and not that of the Secretary of State. So you probably have to be the local boards And then if, you know, if it were elevated to, you know, a local court there. But we're not anywhere close to making a decision on how to proceed. We're working with our folks now.
Again, setting aside the politics of this specific race, does all of this merit a closer look at the law and perhaps a reexamination of who should and shouldn't be eligible to serve in such circumstances? Because we know that this is an issue that crosses all socioeconomic lines, and the next time it might invalidate the eligibility of an otherwise qualified Republican candidate.
Sure, sure. No, I understand that. I do think that, you know, perhaps this is something that should be looked at. I, of course, am on the political side and not on the state side of things. And so I have very little to say or do with the public policy that comes out of the House of Representatives. However, I do think that the question you posed warrants a discussion as well.
Again, Stephen Carraway is political director for the Ohio House Campaign Committee, the Ohio House Republican Alliance, challenging the validity of Democrat Claire Osborne's candidacy for the 83rd district seat in the Ohio House of Representatives, and we will continue to follow the story as it develops. Stephen, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.